Podcasting like we mean it, it's the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy. Welcome to show 41.
Hi, this is Jenny.
And this is Aaron.
From The Big Show, and you're listening to Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Go Red Boy, go!
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
Want a beer? 7 o'clock in the morning. Scotch?
'Cause paper's mailed in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 18th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. Oh, been crazy all day. Mr. Mom. Oh, Mr. Mom.
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast. I am Mr. Mom, also known as Red Boy. To you loyal listeners of the Red Boy Podcast, all 6 million of you worldwide.
6 million, wow, we went from, we really jumped.
Okay, I may have added a couple zeros. I got really excited today about podcasting, and I've spent a lot of time listening to podcasts, being home, being Mr. Mom. Yes, I have been Mr. Mom since Monday.
Yes, you have.
And Pampers will melt in a Maytag dryer, and they don't wash well in the Maytag washer either.
And apparently, you don't know how to put them in the diaper genie either.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those I'll go back and do it later things that I never went back and did later. Yeah, but... as you said, walking out the door Monday, those who have not listened before, welcome. Sorry. Amy was off for 3 months while I was working. Well, no, I wasn't where I worked. Anyway, off for 3 months with adoptee Maggie.
And I was on family medical leave.
Yeah, FMLA, for those who know the acronyms. But she was off for 3 months and went back to work this past Monday. Today is, what is today? October 5th.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Welcome to hump day. Ferg, no comments.
I'll tell you what, Thursday is pretty much the week's over. I'm sitting there going, I'm going to work tomorrow.
So Amy went back to work, so that leaves Mr. Red Boy with 2 weeks left of adoption. What is that called? Adoption leave. Paid adoption leave. Anyway, so I have 2 weeks of the kids. Amy walks out the door Monday morning. Don't break my baby or allow your son to hurt my baby.
No, break her. Don't let,
break her.
Don't you?
Or your son.
Or your son. Break my baby.
So I successfully did not
break
the baby.
You have not broke her yet.
Knock on.
And don't let her break herself.
Well, that's the other thing. She's almost had a few close calls.
She's a pretty active little munchkin.
Yeah. So I've been doing that and working on the basement, soon to be podcast studio. The podcast studio is sealed and we painted tomorrow.
Yeah. And then, let's see, Friday you have to go work.
Yes, then I had to go to other work, but...
hey, can you somehow work in maybe cleaning the bathrooms tomorrow?
You know what? I spend my time in the basement.
Yeah, we're having family over
Sunday. I know.
Sunday.
Okay, you're wandering.
Okay.
Please, no. Please stick to my schedule here.
I don't know what your schedule is, so...
well, I'm talking about the basement right now.
Okay,
please stay
the
with the basement concept.
Yada, yada, yada. Get it painted, okay?
Yes, it'll be painted tomorrow. And yes, Sunday, Maggie gets baptized, so it'll be family coming over. And part of my Mr. Mom activities today was... cleaning grout in the kitchen tile.
Something that you chose to do, mind you, all by yourself, because this is something I would never
do. I did,
do.
But would I, anybody ever cleaning grout? Simple Green. Simple Green is the magic cleaner.
It looks great.
Oh, I looked up online, I thought, oh, well, maybe I need to do, use some Clorox, you know, bleach, or maybe some peroxide, or the one site even said use the, what's that, Billy Blanks, not Billy Blanks, that's a typo guy. What's the OxyClean, there you go, yeah. No. I got some Simple Green. I said, hey, you know, I bought some Simple Green to clean the basement.
And the bathroom.
Yeah. So I did the tile, and it worked.
Get that bleach out, too.
I didn't. I don't think that grout has been that color. Can you hear that? Stop it.
Oh, sorry. No, it was when we moved in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they had it. Wow. They had it pretty clean.
Yeah. I'm like, why is our grout so gray? Yeah, it's khaki.
Why is it?
That was dirt.
Yeah, pretty gross, but looks nice.
So, yes, that's Mr. Mom for the week. Last weekend, we went to Chicago. Well,
yes,
kind of.
Well, it was like...
went to Lincolnshire, which is north suburbs, just past the airport.
We went to Chicagoland.
Yeah. northern Chicagoland.
Yeah, yeah, the area.
We spent an hour to go 6 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's not
it
so bad.
It took us 4 hours. It should have taken us, what, maybe two and a half?
Chicago's an easy two. Lincolnshire's probably 2.5. My parents did in 2.5.
Yeah.
We spent one hour going 6 miles.
Yeah.
Which would have been fine. But we had a baby and Little Red in the back seat. Are we there yet? About minute 55, I go, does it look like we're moving? We aren't going anywhere. And then we got free.
Little Red's sleeping now in the other room.
And then we got free of it, and I'm like, here we go. We're heading down the tollway.
And then
about
all
3 miles later, damn, if it didn't stop again. Oh,
boom.
God, I could have killed somebody.
So that was a fun little
jaunt. Clark Griswold. Yeah.
So, yeah. What else?
Do you have any other family things, Amy? Well, yeah, Maggie got baptized this weekend.
Yeah.
On October 9th, which is our 6-year wedding anniversary. Feel free to send us presents.
Yeah, we're excited.
I don't know what 6 years is. I know 1 year is like paper.
I don't know. Look it up on the internet.
I hesitate to use the internet for fear of
breaking.
Well,
I should have brought my put the other little computer on.
But then when I do that, Amy, then you tend to quit paying attention.
Okay. So, I don't know what it is, nor do I care, because are we even giving each other any... Oh, no, you're getting yourself some microphones, and I bought myself a suit. Well, okay, there we go.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I just, as in like 5 minutes ago, purchased new mics for the podcast, and as soon as I take my change bucket to the bank, I'm going to buy the mixer, because the mics I bought won't plug into this mixer, so it's kind of...
How much is a mixer?
I'm hoping it's as much as my change box has on the floor. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go stand in the corner and say, please support this poor-ass podcast. No, the mixer is not that it's not near as expensive as those you've heard about from fancier podcasts, you know, those who have time.
Oh.
But, Amy, did you see what I did to the website this week?
I'd have to say that'd be a big N-O.
I know. But now that we've switched phones back... And I have the camera phone again, which you...
Oh, yeah. No, you did show me that. Sorry.
You woefully underused the camera phone, didn't you?
Well, you know, you give me things, but you don't give any instructions. You just say, here, take some pictures. La, 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 la.
Because if I teach you how to do it, you'll probably break it, and then I got to teach you how to fix it.
No, and so I'm got this camera phone. You're like, you never take any pictures. Well, you've never shown me how to do this. I mean, I could take a picture, but then I didn't know what to do with it. So it'd be just on my camera.
So since I do know what to do with it,
you got it back. And you know what? That's fine with me.
So to the left of the redboypodcast.com website, you always see Red Boy's camera phone, where I just take random pictures from around my world. So feel free to check that out. You can actually make comments, I think, also. I think.
How exciting for us. And for our listeners.
Yes.
Make a comment.
Yeah. Comment about our wonderful... Actually, you know what? From doing that, I found out that we do our... It's called a Moblog. A mobile blog where you upload pictures.
We have it all, people.
Yeah, we are.
When you have a geek in the family.
There you go.
It might not be the best, but we've got it all.
But I use Text America. Text America has a blog or a podcast. And if I was prepared podcaster, I'd have that website probably written down right here. But I'll get that. His name's Sean. He's got a podcast with Text America. Kind of talking about the features of Text America and highlights some Moblog people of Text America. So,
cool
guy. And he checked us out from our pictures being posted there. So check out Text America, free Moblogging if you have a camera phone. So
sounds like a good time.
Good time, good time. What else do we have here? With working in the basement, I finally got a chance to catch up on my podcast listening. I'm falling behind by being Mr. Mom.
Yeah, you know what? We have to find my iPod and get me some shows.
Yeah, I know. I need to work on yours bad.
Because I'm heading out of the office and stuff now already for my job. I'm in sales. So
you aren't just randomly walking out.
Actually, I just get up and say, you know what? I'm leaving.
Office space.
See you later. I'll be back. Don't know when, but no.
I'm going podcast listening. I'll catch you later.
So it's...
So yes, I will get you updated.
That'd be great.
But we're working in the basement because, as you know, taking care of children doesn't allow you much time to listen to podcasts. So working in the basement and painting and crap, I load up, in fact, I loaded Luke's. I didn't want
to
break.
You need to preface that even though you're being a Mr. Mom, that while you're doing this work, we're also transitioning our daughter to the babysitter so that she is not being unattended.
Well, yeah, I didn't just like leave her.
She's not
here. The baby
here
is not here in the house. There's no children to be abandoned. I am home alone, which is scary enough, but. So I loaded up the Luke's.
In the afternoons only.
Yes. Okay. Enough disclaimers. I loaded up.
We're transitioning.
Oh, dear God. Hush. So I load up Luke's iPod. What Luke's iPod's with the shuffle. With my podcast for the past 2 days, so I was able to catch up on everybody. You know what? Everybody's doing really good podcasts. From Borderline to Big Show to Jawbone to He Said, She Said to Ferg to everybody. Everybody's doing good podcasts. So I had to spend some time calling some people, emailing some people. And I got an email from Danny over at Borderline says she loves Red Boy. I'm sorry. I have a new girlfriend, Amy.
She doesn't like me.
Well, I think her loving Red Boy is in the... Oh, no, the title is, I Think I Am in Love with Red Boy and Amy.
Oh, well, good.
We're the coolest because we've uncovered the borderline problem. Or not borderline.
What?
Blue Dog Banter problem of copying them and claiming they... And I was waiting for their response in the last podcast, but I'm a podcasting moron and didn't publish my feed once I updated it, so they didn't get it before their next show, so we may hear a rebuttal next time, kids. Let's see. Oh, Jawbone did a kid cast all 5 of his kids in a podcast at one time. The man either is insane or does not value his gear. But it was very funny. You would appreciate it. It was.
Why don't you hook me up?
I could.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you get me hooked up tomorrow when I'm driving around?
I need to drag your computer out of the basement.
My computer's in the basement?
Yeah. This is the mini. That's mine. Yours is in the basement.
Yeah, but yeah, what's the computer upstairs?
That doesn't have your iPod hooked up to it. Okay, we don't need to discuss our technical requirements.
Wow, I guess I'm real special. My stuff must be the trash that's down in the basement.
No, because, okay. You know what we'll do, Amy? We'll take this offline.
Okay.
And Aaron wanted a kid update. I think we provide probably enough of a kid update at this point.
A kid update?
Well, we hadn't talked about the kids at all recently, I guess.
Oh.
They're alive. They're alive. They're not...
Doing
well. Well, they're scratching dent at this point, but...
They're doing great. Kids are fabulous. They're doing terrific. Maggie's all over the place. Luke's all over the place. He's a wild man.
Luke's trying to kill his sister.
No, he's not. At least not on purpose.
Yeah. And we've been watching TV.
A little bit.
What did we watch last night?
Law and Order.
No.
SVU.
No, okay. You're not going the right direction.
What am I supposed to do?
Yes, we did Lost. Well, we did.
My favorite show, SVU.
Do, do, do. We watched that, but we watched The Amazing Race, or I did.
Oh, you kinda... well, yeah. I was kind of on the online.
Love it.
I was flipping up, looking at it. I think it's cute.
I'm not going to touch on too much because Aaron over at the BigShowRadio.com website, they're doing the whole hookup with it. So I don't want to steal his thunder. But we watch it. It's on 2 hours earlier here. So I was like, don't read this email because I'm telling you everything about it. I hope I ruined it for him.
I really like it.
Oh, it's cool.
And we've kind of liked The Amazing Race. And we, you know, right now I've got paused on our DVR. I gotta watch my Martha the Apprentice.
Not so much about Martha.
You know, I like it.
Martha, she, you know
I
what?
Like Martha. Martha's, I like her.
Pardon my French. Martha's a bitch, and she needs to act like a bitch on her show. She's too, I'm gonna write you a letter.
No, she's proper.
She said, you're fired. Nice having you.
No.
Get the hell out.
I'm sorry, you have to go.
Yeah, Martha, you can bite me.
I like it.
I don't think it's as good.
If
they used her true personality, it'd be good.
I don't think you're reading it correctly because I think
it's a marketing promotion.
Yeah, but I think they are kind of, it's the softer side of Martha. You know, she's been to jail.
So she should be hard.
And she made the best of it.
She should bring out her girlfriend.
I don't think that happened.
Okay. I'm going to skip over to her comment. So I was at the gas station tonight.
Okay.
Which reminded, well, I have a note about
okay, you were at the gas station. Is this a joke?
Me and Nun and a rabbi walk into a gas station. No. So I'm at the gas station, which reminded me of the note that I made here. The gas station has a sign, poorly printed to begin with, that says, if you are on your... Please do not approach the counter while on your cell phone. If you're on your phone, you'll be asked to step aside until you're finished with your call.
All right.
No. Bull.
All right.
Okay, first...
Phone etiquette. I'm sick of all you people always on your stupid cell phone at Walmart, walking around, in your car, all the time. You are the worst offender. I mean, it is. You are so rude with that cell phone of yours. So you are not going to be getting anything. So
No.
Good job for them.
Sorry.
Blech. Good job for them.
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries LLC.
But that place is a little dinky,
I don't care,
crap hole gas station.
So what?
They're lucky people go there.
You know what?
You're going to bitch about me being on the damn phone?
You bet. Oh, I can't stand it. You're always like this. We'll be sitting there
having
a dinner
person.
Bling. Oh, hi. How you doing? Hello. You're on a date with your wife, idiot. Hang up the phone.
Okay. You're more bent because I was on a date with you.
No.
Would you be offended if you were a...
Just okay. In general, Amy, you're always doing this.
Amy, you're a gas station attendant.
So what? I don't care. I don't want to hear your conversation. I don't want to know about your business.
But, okay.
Shut up and go outside.
But
finish
as a member of a family-owned business, I don't think I would turn customers away until they completed their phone call.
No, but I'd probably give them a dirty look. So
okay,
what should be worse?
We will keep you out of customer service.
But right. Honey, I think we'd have to remember that most people... I don't think, well, maybe the people who go to that gas station are rude, and they're walking and they're acting rude on their cell phones, you probably included, because I don't know why you even go there since you're so much better than everybody at that gas station. So, you know, I would think probably the clientele that's going into the shop down at our family business probably isn't jabbing on the phone. They're probably coming down there, and they're talking because they need to get some
place,
stuff.
It's a business place, so there's business people talking.
Well, you know what? I think
the views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries LLC.
Oh, that's palate cleansing, isn't it?
Oh, shut it.
All right.
I'm right.
Okay. Those who think you're going to get a lot of email about this. Email Amy.
I think
we
phone
know,
etiquette is pathetic.
Let us know what you think about cell phone etiquette.
Turn off the phone
See,
when you are at Walmart. I don't want to
hear...
At
Walmart? No.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your conversation.
Because I don't want to talk to the people around me. I wear my iPod
at
Walmart.
No, don't talk to them. This is what you do.
No.
This is what you do. You walk into Walmart. You have your thing. I have my phone.
No.
I bleep you. I go bleep, bleep. Okay, do I need this? Yes. Bleep. Okay, bye. Click. I don't sit
but
there and call my family and do this going through the thought. La, la, la. Oh, hi. How? No, and let me take it up a time. Hi, how are you? Oh, you know, I'm just at Walmart. Oh, yeah. Oh, the kids are great. Yeah. Okay. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Am I in your way? Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That.
What's even more fun, though, is this new Bluetooth technology where you look like a cyborg. And you know what?
You're just walking around talking, and there's no phone except this
and
thing.
I'm all for technology. I am a technology freak, as anybody who knows me knows. But even I want to wear one of those, but I will look at the people wearing them, and they just wear them around, and when the phone rings, they push a button next to their ear, because that's where this little Bluetooth headset thing hangs with no wires, and they push a button, they can answer the phone. But in the meantime, they're wandering around everyday society with this cyborg-looking headphone thing sticking out of their ear.
I am so very important.
Well, that's what it looks like. That's the problem I have.
Hooked around my ear with my little...
Because also, my phone might ring. Go.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what?
Nobody in Bloomington Normal is that important that they need to have a phone attached to their head
you know
all the time.
If you're in your car...
Good.
That's
good.
Fine. You know, you got the hands-free. I'm all that. But I'm telling you, I went to an etiquette class.
You did?
Yes. A business.
Did you take notes?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Remember, I brought home the sheets for you, and you took a little test, and how many of the things on the cell phone etiquette did you fail?
No, yes.
So, anyways, you should, you know, just,
okay.
Just look
you know
around.
What? Speaking of etiquette, Amy, this is my nice transition just to cut you off.
You're the one who opened up that
yes.
little... Something of worms, can of worms.
Something of worms.
You have like a bag,
a
sack,
box,
something.
You know.
A box of worms. No, I mean, that's chocolates.
A crate, maybe a barrel. Those are monkeys. We've got some voicemail from our wonderful friend, Mr. Raymer.
Oh, no.
And actually, you know, I couldn't keep it all because I would have been 2 days to edit it all down. And actually didn't do the Red Raymer intro because it would just make it even longer, so...
So
in the interest
doing?
Of time, well, no, it'll start, but here's Mr. Raymer with his random rants of the day. Mr. Raymer.
Hello, is this the podcast amateur hour? Gee, many Christmas. I'm just listening to your last show with Aussie Tubb. You ever heard of editing, for God's sake? Good God. I'll buy the song. For God's sake. Edit. Fumbling around like you're in the dark. Where'd he go? Chop. I know I'm being a little hard on you, but I have to, son. Look at you. I'm trying to make something of you. I'm trying to make something of this damn show. Good evening to you. How you doing? It's Boomer the Meat Puppet here. Hi. We're on location right outside the Abbey Normal School. Yeah, that's right. Hey, I took some show notes. You forgot I'm the cheap-ass beer. What about Pabst Blue Ribbon, huh? You guys have 40-ounce Old English over there in Illinois? And I noticed he called Illinois. I think it's a regional thing. You know how Normal got its name? Back in the day, schools that trained teachers were called Normal Schools. And I'm sure that Northern Indiana, Ohio, Illinois University was a normal school. Kid, good evening. That's your history lesson for the day. If you know the answer to that, call me, the third caller, WNYZ. And we're going to give you some great prizes for the big prize closet there. We got, what do we got over there? Tell them what they run. Well, I think we're going to bring back some 8-tracks, Daddy Wybat and all that. Okay, Boomer the Meat Puppet. Goodbye.
This has been a Red Boy exclusive presentation, Raymer's Random Rants. This segment could be illegal in several states and or jurisdictions, including Maryland, Maine, Mississippi, Queen Creek, Arizona, Baltimore, Maryland, Guam, Hawaii, Battle Creek, Michigan.
I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay?
Listening to Raymer's Random Rant could cause the following birth defects and or ailments: fibromyalgia, IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, lupus, werewolf syndrome, China syndrome, mumps, measles, Parkinson's, whooping cough, typhoid fever, and or Saturday night fever.
I'm not drunk.
See you next time here on Red Boy's podcast for Raymer's Random Rants, because you just never know what you might hear.
I love this voicemail, man. It's great.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Raymer, for the history lesson and for calling into the Red Boy podcast, as you always do. And he had more and more comments, but I cannot keep up. Actually, he thinks he needs a sponsor. He thinks Singular, since that's a cell phone carrier, should sponsor his Raymer's Random Rant. So if he can do that, more power to him. And as I was listening to some of the other clips, I began to think he actually drives a bus. Because he'll just stop and say, yeah, come on, man. And then somebody's behind him. It's like, I don't know what he does. I honestly don't know. I mean, as goofy stuff as I've done with him, like Skype calling pizza parlors and whatnot, I don't know, Amy.
Okay.
You say something, because it sounds like I'm talking.
I was going to say, I don't really have any comments on this.
Because Aaron thought you were upset with us because...
Oh, no. I just thought it was an incredibly bad bit.
What? We had fun.
It was really bad.
We were 16 years old.
No, not that one. The other one.
Oh, the red corn and blue
boy?
Yeah,
that was the one I think he was referring to.
Well, what's funny is...
I just thought it was really bad.
Well, we had another call, too.
Hello, sweetie. This is Red Corn. I just got done recording my show, and it's fabulous. But anyway, I thought I'd call you because I was just listening to your other program that you had. And you were talking about being on pink alert. I think that's a fabulous color, don't you? It would get the whole world up in arms and just demand attention from all these people that are just naysaying Nanny Nebop, don't you think so? The pink alert just says a volume about the terrorists, those bad men. I'll slap them silly, I thank you. I thank you very much. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
So, yes, Red Corn called in again.
Well, that's good. Great.
Yes.
Okay, what's next?
Hurry up. Oh, you know what?
Keep this moving.
All right, well, you know what? While we're on voicemail, anybody else who has a K7 voicemail line, which most podcasters do, those are the 206 numbers. Everybody says, call my voicemail at 206, blah, 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 blah. In our case, it's 206-888-GEEK. That's right. The Red Boy Podcast phone line is 206-888-4335.
We're taking calls right now. Open Line Friday.
Win a prize out of our prize ball from Boomer the Meat Puppet. So I get this. I'm like, oh, look at all these voicemails. And here, I get this twice, actually. I'll only play one of them.
I'm calling for extension 49304. My name is Eddie Smith. Please give me a call as soon as you get this message.
Well, Eddie, I'd love to call you, but I don't know your phone number, and I don't know what's it, what.
I'm calling for extension 49304. My name is
49304.
That's extension.
That's a long extension. That sounds like a gateway extension to me. But
I don't know. So we got our first wrong.
No, we had two of them.
Oh, two wrong numbers.
The first one just said, "This is Eddie Smith. I'm looking for, you know what? Actually, I could look at. No, I actually have the first wrong number we got from Eddie. Eddie called this twice, and I'd actually prepped, I guess, if you will, the first one, assuming that was going to be my wrong number, and then more in the middle of prep.
Yes, I'm trying to reach up a Dave Mento.
Is this on Dave Mento? Like Mentos? Do-do-do-do-do!
Yes, I'm trying to reach up a Dave Mento.
The Fresh Maker.
My name is Eddie Smith. Give me a call as soon as you get in.
Eddie, we need your number, dude. Eddie, if you're listening, I want to call you. I'm not Dave Mento, but I want to call you and tell you you're not calling Dave Mento, man. Okay, Amy.
Okay.
I have two games.
Okay.
And a phone call from U-Haul. Which one do you want to do first?
I don't care.
Let's do our game. We'll do one of our games
first.
What's
our game? I know what our game is. It's going fine.
Okay. Wow. If I had a meter, it would have said bad things.
Yay!
All right, we're going to do the best one last, so the listeners will want to hang on. Aussie Tom put together a little game for us, so hang on for the Aussie Tom game. But we're going to bore you first with another game.
No, it's the first game. The second game's what I'm excited about.
All right, let's do Aussie Tom. No, because then...
Okay, do the first one. Come on.
We'll just do a couple of them.
Okay.
I looked for some help for some podcast prep and came up...
Podcast
This
prep.
Is called What Would You Rather... Would you rather have all of your thoughts displayed on a screen on your forehead, or you would have to only tell the truth?
I would have to say I would rather only tell the truth.
See, I agree with that because...
Because I
don't say everything that goes through my head.
And I can imagine me being in a meeting and there would be lovely things coming across one.
Dumbass retard. What you do is good for the company. Get my TPS reports. Amy, would you... Yes, you and I have the same reason for not having a sign on, right? Would you rather be able to turn into an animal of your choice at any time or control the weather? Tiger, roar.
I don't know. This is kind of like Wonder Twin powers.
Venomous duck.
Form of?
Icicle.
Yeah. I think, with the animal or the weather? I think I would have to control the weather.
Yeah, but see, that would get boring, I'm thinking.
No.
It'd be 70 and sunny every day.
Absolutely. With an occasional
shower.
It'd
be like the Truman Show.
I'm telling you. I said that to somebody yesterday. I go, I never want it to be above 70.
There you go. Would you rather be too naive or too cynical?
Too naive. Because I already am too cynical.
Well, I'm too naive, so that's why we make a good team. This is a good for all you Star Wars fans out there. Would you rather kiss a Wookiee or deliver bad news to Darth Vader?
I think I'd be kissing the Wookiee.
Yes, because you know Darth Vader is going to kill you. You may get away from the Wookiee.
I'd kiss a Wookiee. I'm cute. Wookiee'd probably like me and give him a little kiss.
I don't think the Wookiees like a little...
They're married.
Okay.
Remember? They had the holiday special.
So
Chewbacca was married.
Chewbacca's looking for a little side action with a
humanoid. It's a kiss. It's just a kiss.
You know where that goes.
Princess Leia, I think, probably gave him a kiss just to thank, because
Leia gave everybody a lot of everything.
Well, yeah,
so.
She kissed her own brother. That was gross.
That's weird. Would you rather be able to change TV channels by simply blinking your eyes 900 times for all the channels on our box, or magically always know what time it is?
Ooh.
I think I'd rather change a channel.
I think, no, because you'd be changing it all the time. No. I'm going, stop. No, I have to say knowing the time, because that's very annoying not to know the
really?
Time. Yeah. And then I wouldn't have to wear a watch anymore.
Because that's...
That embarrassing tan
weight.
Line there
yeah.
on my wrist.
And all the weight on my arm from all that gold.
I don't know. I would have to say, yeah, I'd know. I'd rather know the time. Well, no, I don't know. I hate our remotes, so maybe I'd have to go back and forth on that one.
Oh, here you go. Would you rather spend the night with Michael Jackson in bed next to you, or share a cross-country taxi ride, cross-country, with your worst enemy?
I'd rather take the taxi ride with my worst enemy than be anywhere near that sicko.
All right. We're going to save the rest of what would you rather till next week.
Cool.
All right. We'll you want to listen to U-Haul?
Okay. You want to listen to U-Haul.
I do.
Come on. Let's listen.
U-Haul called it. U-Haul, we had one of those little toppers, little turtle tops, whatever you want to call
them.
Yeah,
you went off on that a couple shows ago. Or?
Yeah. They totally...
They kind of made you a little angry.
They bitched me into paying. No, taking my thing back. Otherwise, they want to charge me $10 because I was bringing it back a day early.
Yeah, okay.
I want to give it to them, and they made me pay. Oh, I didn't pay.
No, they or you would have.
But so U-Haul calls.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me light my cigarette. Hey, this is Ray Bob down here at the U-Haul. I heard you had a problem with me in returning your big-ass Whopper box that you had on your car.
This is Lil PG.
Excuse me while I throw up here. Hold on. All right, now I'm better.
Call the Heart and Lung Association.
What the hell's the problem? You look like a jackass with that big-ass sumbitch on your car. So you was mad because I wanted to charge you an extra $10 because you wanted to return it a day earlier. Is that it? Well, you look like a jackass with that big old bastard on your car, like I said. So, if you got a problem with it, why don't you go use Ryder or something, jackass? Oh, that's right. They don't rent them big sumbitch and Whopper boxes. I guess you'd be coming back to see old Billy Ray over here, huh? I'll be waiting for you.
Somewhere, I think Billy, wasn't it Billy Bob in the beginning and Billy Ray later?
I don't know.
Anyway, so U-Haul is apparently not happy with the Red Boy podcast.
They don't like us.
But that would be a good time for me to say, if you have any voicemail that's not from the California area code. Not that we don't appreciate those voicemails, but any other podcasters who I know listen to this and I know I contribute to them, please contribute back because...
We're desperate for additional...
Not that I don't like
show notes,
Billy Bob hacking on our podcast, but
I like that. I
now
that
it's
good.
Time, and I wish I had an intro. Now I just dissed the man who would do my intro. It's time.
I'm sure we'll probably end up with an intro.
Actually, I don't even know what to call this. Definitions by Aussie Tom. Aussie Tom has put together, and I'm only going to feature
Aussie.
Four. Bite me. Aussie Tom. I'm sorry, Tom.
Aussie Tom.
I'm drinking my Miller Lite that's Australian for beer.
Beer.
No, Aussie Tom put together some kind of the Aussie to English translation dictionary.
Okay.
So, the first word, Amy.
Uh-huh.
Bodies. Now, there's some... Here, ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay, first word.
Oh, that's way too quiet. Hold on.
Got to turn it up.
Yeah, gotcha. Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. Rainer would tell me. Yeah, up with that podcast. Can't hear nothing. Blah, blah.
Can you edit that?
No, I can't because I don't edit. There we go.
Okay, first word. Bodies.
Okay, first word is bodies.
Bodies.
Did you get... You
bodies.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I'm sure I'm going to crash this off with all the stuff I'm doing.
Okay, first word. Bodies.
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 What do you think a boardies is?
I don't know.
Okay, he'll use it in a sentence, okay?
Okay, I feel like this is like a spelling bee.
It's getting into summer, so I better get out my boardies.
So it's something...
Am I supposed to guess? And then
Do you think... Then he's gonna tell you what
he's
it is.
He's going to get his boardies.
It's getting into summer.
Is it his shoes? Or no, how about... Like his sandals. I want to say sandals.
Okay.
Boardies are board shorts.
Oh,
what you might
shorts.
Wear to go for a swim in the beach.
Board
or
shorts?
Casual wear around town.
Or casual wear.
Shorts. Well,
shorts.
That was my second guess, I was going to say.
So, the first one was boardies. The second one, I think is... I have to play it, actually.
Just play it.
Okay, next word. Aggro.
Egger.
What?
Yeah, you're just destined to make me crash this off, aren't
you? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, next word. Aggro.
Agger.
Okay.
Do you have any ideas?
I have no clue. Come on, give me a definition.
Yeah, look out for Mom if I were you. She's a bit aggro.
She's a bit aggro.
I think she's ticked.
Aggro means angry or some sort of harsh temperament.
Amy.
And it's short for aggressive.
Aggressive.
Amy, aggro.
Watch out for Mom.
Watch out for Amy. She's aggro. Ready for the next word?
Sure.
I don't know if you got that right. Everybody guess. Next word is...
I said ticked off.
Here, next word.
Next word. Arvo.
Arvo?
Next word. Arvo.
Arva. Arvo. Arvo. Arvo.
Arva.
Boy, we didn't think we speak Chinese. We certainly can't speak Australian, which is technically English. Ready? I'll do this and the definition.
Okay.
Next word. Arvo.
Used in?
Well, I'll catch you this arvo.
This afternoon?
Arvo is short for afternoon.
There you go. Good job,
what
Amy.
Did he say, though? I don't...
Arvo.
Arvo.
Like afternoon.
You can't say afternoon.
I'll catch you this arvo.
I mean...
Well, they go to uni. You know, everything is like...
I know, but it's like this afternoon. That...
After...
Catch you arvo.
Catch you arvo.
Okay.
You know, it would be if I...
They
know,
really like to talk in little short sentences, don't they?
They're like all ADD.
Well, no, it's kind of like in China, you're like, we start talking to everybody like this. Food. Food.
Me eat now. All right, last word tonight for it. Aussie Tom's Dictionary.
All right, let's hear it.
This one is...
I'm doing pretty good.
This is... Hold on, I have to have him say it.
Next word. Turek tractor.
Turek.
Shelley just bought a Turek tractor.
Now, I have to say, his sentence didn't help me at all because I'm like, what the hell's a Turek tractor? And
okay,
I'm
hold on.
Button. Hold on. I have to listen to the whole thing again. Hold on.
Next word. Turek tractor.
Turek tractor.
Shelley just bought a Turek tractor.
Would that be like a lawnmower?
A Turek tractor is a four-wheel drive that belongs to somebody who would never actually take it off-road. Toorak is an affluent suburb in Melbourne, so this idea of this rich person who buys a big four-wheel drive and drives it around and runs over cyclists and would never actually take it off-road.
So it's sort of what we'd call a suburban assault vehicle.
Okay.
Or an SUV.
Or just an SUV.
SUV, yeah. You know, like 99% of the... four-wheel drives that are purchased in the United States of America.
We have two.
Well, yours is not an SUV.
Mine is an SUV. It's okay. A little mini mom SUV.
Anybody out there who thinks a Saturn View is a SUV?
It is an SUV. It is classified as an SUV.
It's a VUE, Saturn View.
It's a View. That's
it doesn't even have four-wheel drive, Amy. It cannot
be an
SUV.
No, because I opted out of that.
Just because you opt out of it doesn't necessarily mean... It would be.
It would be. Okay. I got it because I'm cheap and I want good gas mileage, so I got a 5-speed.
Yeah. She's one hot mama, ladies.
And what did I make you get? I couldn't get a moonroof, so what I got? They got the rack on the top for that awful luggage rack thing.
For that, what do you call it? Burger pack or
I don't know what he called it.
Big backpack or something.
And then I got the. What'd your dad call that? The
cattle guard.
The cattle guard, because I'm going to be...
Brush guard.
Yeah, I'm going to be hitting a lot of cattle with my SUV. But it looks really good. It does. You don't see many of the little black SUVs running around with that on the front.
No, you don't. And specifically the black ones.
Or any of them.
Any of them, okay.
I kind of set myself apart. I had to get the black color.
Amy,
I wanted a yellow
do.
One. I wanted a yellow one, but you made me get a black one.
Sorry.
Because you were saying, you told me that bumblebees would be attracted to
They
it.
Will be. No, bees. Once again, listeners, email redboypodcast.com. Voicemail 206-888-GEEK. Bees are attracted to yellow cars. They are. What was I driving a yellow car somewhere?
I don't know. I don't have a yellow car.
I had to rent one or something. No, bees are attracted. No. yellow umbrellas. Your yellow umbrella the bees were attracted to.
Why would bees be out in the rain?
The sun. I had it up for the sun, protecting my bald head. No, it was up. I don't know. I had yellow somewhere. I don't know if it was the umbrella.
That wasn't my umbrella. You're full of it. You're making things up for the podcast.
It was my girlfriend's umbrella. Oh.
Thank you. It's mine.
This is just totally off the top of my head because...
Oh, no. Martha started up. I got to go repause.
Oh, criminy. Hold on. I will push pause just for your Martha crap. Okay. False alarm, ladies and gentlemen.
We're back. I'm sorry.
The TiVo just ran out of forward recording.
What were we talking about?
I don't know. We're at 40 minutes. If you want to ramble for another 10, people could just stop, or we could just stop now.
Are we done with games and stuff?
You know what? I would...
It's on again!
I know, because it only holds so much in its little buffer brain.
Oh, here. Well, it's never mind. Am I going to miss my show?
No, you're not going to miss your show.
Okay.
No, you know what I think I'm going to make you do? I'm going to make you do show prep. That would be an interesting podcast.
You know what? I'm too busy, okay?
I would let you sit here in the driver's seat. But next week, brand new mics.
Brand new mics.
And a brand new mixer. God willing, my change box holds out. I have a little change cup.
I don't think there's enough for a mixer in there.
I don't either. That's my fear.
I really don't.
Oh, it'll be really close. I'm working on Friday. I'll have some of my money from that, so.
Whatever.
I know. Sink more money into podcast crap, right?
Christmas is coming, so don't be doing that.
So the goose is coming. All right, let's save our listeners. All of the listeners, we love you all.
It's all 6 million.
All 6 million, yes. Six million. What's the difference?
My nephew thinks that we are, like, famous.
He does. Well, Luke wore his podcasting t-shirt today. Oh, by the way, buy some podcasting gear.
And guess what? I'll just let you know, in Illinois, tomorrow's officially fall.
Yeah, today it was a high of?
Like 86.
Tomorrow is?
I think it's going to be around 57 or 58.
Yes, so tomorrow will be fall in Central Illinois.
It's the first day of fall, officially, weather-wise.
Yes. So, welcome to fall in Central Illinois. I don't know. Please.
I don't know what either.
We need feedback.
Let's talk to us, people. Talk to us.
Hit the map on the website. You can always
do that.
Tell
us where you're at.
Let us know you exist out there in the podosphere. We know people are listening. I harass people all the time. So
we're really excited. We're international.
We are. I mean, we have Aussie Tom.
We are international. That is so cool.
We're like inner weather because when it's winter here, it's summer there.
I know.
They have Christmas in July. They do. They literally.
And I can convert in my car degrees Fahrenheit to Celsius.
So that makes you Australian now?
No, but I.
Or international.
I can figure it out. If you guys asked, if you said that, I could run out to my car right now, turn it on.
So you're like a genius, Amy.
I am. My son thinks I am once again. Wow.
All
how
right.
Do you
well,
know
what?
That?
Maybe I'll. Maybe I'll pause it and dig up a song to play. I don't have a song to play. I need to find some music. I didn't get around to it.
We don't even. Who cares?
All right. So, email is Amy at.
Oh, you want me to say something? Oh, Amy at. redboypodcast.com.
If anybody,
I said it right, finally.
You did.
Or can't remember crap at redboy.com. That's how you can reach me.
At redboypodcast.com.
At redboypodcast.com. That's how you can reach me.
Yeah, I'm sure most of... You know why we don't get email or content? They're going like all these other places. Why aren't they at podcast.com or red podcast? Because redboy.com is...
Redboy Podcast,
because that's what we're doing.
Why didn't you get me my own like email, like Absolute Amy?
At what?
Absolute Amy at redboypodcast.com.
So what? Now then you'd have a third email address you can't remember?
You could get rid of one of them or two of them. You have one.
Or two or three. All right. Or voicemail 206-888-GEEK. Let us know what you think about the topics we've discussed tonight.
We didn't discuss topics tonight.
Sure we did. We talked about all kinds of stuff, Amy.
We played games.
Well, we play games. You have any game ideas? Let us know. you know, don't agree with Raymer. If you have any other Aussie translations, any other Australian listeners.
Or if you have another language that you speak.
If you have a comment about the gas station cell phone issue, or using cell phones in public, we know Amy's wrong.
No, we know that she's correct.
And if you want to throw us an intro, please do. If you're listening to us, we'd be happy to reciprocate. That's a four-letter word. It's a 50-cent word that I learned from my toilet paper word of the day. And yeah, with that, you know what, Amy? I think we've had enough for tonight.
Fun for tonight.
Next week, listen for new mics, a new mixer, a new Red Boy.
I don't think we'll get that lucky.
No. The content will still suck, so don't look forward too much. Amy, what do you say?
Out.
Well, you can say whatever you want.
Say goodbye.
Red Boy.